上修生就刚刚去，哎，那天呢，上周去去去，上周去，啊，你打，干啥来着？去，什么？아니밤그만가시죠도지않았을까
So now we'll begin with the generation of altruistic intention, and then follows the follow with the refuge prayers and the generation refuge and the generation prayers and the prayers, the 100 deities of the Tushita, and after that we'll do a short meditation.
Adme the tab dadas and the tongue do manat and the lamam and give it to and be there only between passe it and touch the composition. Chin in your top was on in the touch when you say.
Should have like a motivation here that in order to free both oneself and others from all the sufferings and bring them to the state of ultimate happiness, I shall do the practices of purifying all the negativities and attain good qualities. Through this, attain the enlightenment for both oneself and others. And along with it, should also think that we will do the Guru Puja, and at the Guru Puja for the end of the teaching of the year, and finishing that, we'll do celebrate the Dharma Party. So be happy.
Okay.
Page number 29, 30, 31, and 32 begins at the verses number 4.
Thank you.
At this stage, we are very fortunate to have such opportunity. It is because that we are very fortunate because we have attained this precious human rebirth with the 18 qualities, the 8 leisures and 10 endowments, which is very hard to hard to obtain. And not only that, we also have met with the teachings that which if one does the teachings, if one can, met with the very profound and intense teachings that by doing such a practice one can achieve enlightenment within the one life, as well as one have also met with very fortunate to having met with the Lama and the Guru who teaches you those profound teachings, and also you have also very fortunate to have all these conducive conditions to practices such as have the spiritual, the Dharma friends, and haven't got any chronic diseases which avoid you to practice it, so forth. And up to now, you have been able to have those chances to practice those teachings which accords with or which suits towards one's capability, and the teachings, the practices, the teachings which you have received, and the practices you have done is very performed, and those practices you have done are invaluable. And also, in the past and the present, one has been able to, very fortunate to have those opportunities to do such, to practice such profound teachings, and should also try to work for the future to avoid all the to eradicate the sufferings from its root, and should not from its roots, and attained the ultimate happiness, and should try to practice in the practices of listening, contemplation, and practices of cherishing others to attain the ultimate happiness. And also it's been very helpful to have this opportunity to practice during the time of Buddha Shakyamuni. And those practices, this is the time of the fourth Buddha, the Buddha Shakyamuni, and the practices you have done in this life and during the time of Buddha Shakyamuni, when the time of fifth Buddha, which is Buddha Arya Maitreya, and the practices, the result of the practices which you have done were very effective, that it will result you to take a birth during the fifth Buddha, the Arya Maitreya, and will have the opportunity to receive his profound instructions, and for the best, one may be able to attain enlightenment within that time. If not, one can still have benefits of attaining or becoming a bodhisattva, or attaining liberation through the power of practices you have by the power of practices you have done at this time.
That thing is that I mean in the
Musa and it tends to be. So by following, doing all the practices up to now, your life has been very meaningful. And so your life has been meaningful, and at the result, there are different types of results: the great middling and the first stage, and all the small. So, and the attainment of those, the attainment of the level of the result is depends on the practice. Depends on the practice you have performed.
What is the cause of the medicine?
Yeah, and a couple of weeks ago, we have given the Medicine Buddha empowerment, and it been some students approach and asking that we were not saying that we were not told to read the sadhana of that self-generation or the sadhana of Medicine Buddha during the empowerment time. So, and I'm pretty sure that we have given the copy of, I'm pretty sure each of you have received the sadhana of Medicine Buddha. So by taking the empowerment means, by receiving empowerments, it actually means that you are practicing, you want to practice the Medicine Buddha. So the sadhana which you have received are the practice of Medicine Buddha. So, and by following through the sadhana, then you practice of visualizing the Medicine Buddha and dissolving Medicine Buddha and receiving nectars, also dissolving of nectars and storing the mantras. We have given the copies. It's good to follow or do the sadhanas as well.
So the
sadhana which you have received is originally the lineage of that the practices comes from the Sakya traditions. So while you're doing a medicine Buddha practices or visualization, first you visualize the refuge or the refuge object or refuge field. And after having visualized that, you visualize all the smiling sentient beings sitting or besides you, or you have been surrounded by the motherly sentient beings. And by having done that, one follows the recite the refuge prayers and the bodhicitta. So by reciting that following verses, you eventually have received the bodhisattva vows. Now,
ये चंगा पे एनसने यात ने के जो समा बेस दीपक जी से से थे ने या लमे मास न ते या जी दी छे छे अनि या सुच से पे दंबा ओले या जो से बे था कल तो से आ रहे से तक जो तंग जो जो ने बे जो का इंसा कि मुझे जिसम बेस सो
ड्यूरिंग द लास्ट Medicine Buddha empowerment, during the empowerment, we didn't give exact give the Bodhisattva vow. It is because that the text we followed during the empowerment is the old text which comes from the Sakya lineage, and that system hasn't got a particular time like that master, the Lama or Guru recites the give the Bodhisattva vow just by reading the text following with those refuge and the Bodhisattva's vows which concludes that you have received the initiation. But according to the new traditions like according to the great master Tsongkhapa system, then the way of giving the Bodhisattva vow is done by reciting from the given by the Lama to read and then the student to receive. But what we have done in the last session was according to the old tradition, which is from Sakya. So now today is the last teaching of the year, and within the whole year, and I'm very proud and pleased with the effort that Buddha House staff members has done in this year.
So suppose that Alagaya re Nama Mumbai Tinesa Yana Susi Cherbe Tise Kanyela and Tusneya Susi Asaga Yangchene Gawyas.
And also we're pleased with the students because within the teachings many the students had worked very hard to come and come to the teachings, and I know they have lots of things to do at their home. Some of them are working and many of them has the kids to look after, so having they have all those works to do, but still they forsake all their works and try very hard to come to the teachings as much as they could, and I'm very I here to say thanks for your efforts. So, the past is the past, and the future is longer than the past. So we have to work very hard to work for the future to exist, to maintain all our works longer in the future, which is more important. So Buddha House has been very successful up to now, and the past is past, and we should think of things more important for the future existence or longer existence of Buddha House in future, which is more important than the past. And the future existence of the Buddha House is entirely depends and existence and the development of Buddha House is entirely depends on the students. And as for the students, there are different types of students. Some of them are very, very old, and some are quite in the middle, and some are very new. So the future existence, so everyone should work for the long existence and successful of Buddha House in future, and within those, and I request those senior students, because they have received more teachings and they have practiced teachings for longer time, so that therefore I would request all the students to serve the center as much as they can with a good intention or motivation. So the older students, they have received more teachings and have done practice for longer time, and have been able to gain certain benefits from receiving and practicing teachings. So, and it is all those the benefits you have received are comes from the kindness of Buddha House. So as Buddha House has been very kind towards yourself or oneself, one should always try to repay the kindness towards the center. So as you have received many kindness from Buddha House, one must try to repay its kindness. And same for the other students who have been here for a few years or who are new, still I request them to work and help the centers. So we need to develop the status of the centers. And the Buddha House is an organization. So as it is an organization, one or two person cannot develop the Buddha House. And And so as it is an organization, everyone, all the people, all the students has to work very hard to develop the center. And in the next year, the year 2000, Buddha House is going to start the FMT education, a basic education program. So the texts which are included in the basic program or basic programs are not really hard topics. It's not that hard to understand. So I would suggest that everyone should try to participate in that program, and it is not that hard to understand. So it is good to participate in that program, because by participating in the program, then one has to, or one will go to the classes, and the numbers of classes, like the, for the discussions and for exams and so forth. And by doing this, one can distill lots of benefits of one's practices, and also gain certain experiences from doing such doing that basic program. And yesterday, I talked with the Rob Haddam, here, and we have decided to go through the Lamrim teaching on Tuesday, continuing with the Lamrim teaching on Tuesday night, and Wednesday night the study group will discuss about the first two chapters of the Lamrim in the Wednesday night.
So
So, and so the study group will have their class on the Wednesday night, and I won't be able to come on every night or every week for the study group to discuss with. But I thought that every second Friday of a month, if the study group has any questions and doubts to discuss with Rinpoche, then we'll gather here on the second Friday of the month, every month, and have discussion if you have any, want to clarify any topics. And I would comment that if so, the study group to have the last Friday of a month about the study, what one have done in school to conduct the exam once a month, which is at the last Friday of the month. System like in our ministry, we have all exam and written exam and the debate exam. So the second Friday of the month, which we are discussing, which becomes like oral exam, and so we'll say it as an oral exam. So last Friday of the month, you should do the written exam and the debates between the students. we do the written exam on the last Friday, and for the Sunday and the following weekend, Chambo will correct that. and most likely it will be available in the next month, next week. So this is my suggestion, actually, and you don't have to say go through it, but it entirely depends on the students who participate in the basic program, and you can discuss within yourself if you are happy with what I said. But now, then we can do it.
Mm-hmm. 나라나서요.
So the aim of the basic program is to increase the knowledge, the Dharma knowledge of the students. So therefore, it's entirely depends on how they study. It depends on how you study. It depends on you or depends on the students. So I would like you to have a discussion about what I've said right now between the exec's education committee and the students. It is very helpful to do this basic program, and this is the basic program. By completing this course, and you will have a set the slip or the certificate, and it's very, doing this course is very helpful to complete the next higher course or intense course, which is for the, say, the Rabjamba, say the Acharya course.
That's Kalsa, Peribere Kalsa, Lobin Sigur.
Lobin Sigur, Acharya.
Ah,
Lobin Acharya.
Lobin Acharya.
So in future, you can, by completing the basic program, in future it's helpful for complete to do the study for the Acharya degree. By finishing Acharya degree, you will become Acharya.
Okay. That, what is it? What is it?
Kunzu, La.
Ah.
Kunzu, Mendes, what is it? Ah. Mendes,
what
is it? Mendes, what is it? An suje sheje an kwanzu teshi jabjuna
are
anda deran de rima are
manda tenu jiran de gembe
lare
ha
tenu
sene
gan
kin jana ta ne de gembe ma sene de jana te deran wan de gembe ha
Yeah, so we'll do a mandala offering and then conclude the half session of the gathering with the Lamrim, final Lamrim dedication prayers, and we start the party. So, if you are interested in doing or participating in that basic program, and you can contact the office to the contact office about the courses, what text is included in the course. And there are the Lamrim, it started from the Lamrim teaching, and then the Heart Sutra, and then the Wheel of Sharp Weapon, and the Bodhisattva Way of Life, tenets, and Mind and Mandal Factors, so forth. So one can contact the office.
Okay.
Jin, Rinpoche, Tacho Rinpoche, Mabe Rinpoche, Tejin Poye, Kumbha Yema Chewa. Luro Ma, Gar Ma, Nido Ma, Dube Ma, Nase Ma, Teja Ma, Yema Chewa. Rinpoche, Tu, Yole Namba, Yewe Yanzi, Uyo Lala, Miye, Benjo, Kuzo, Zoha, Lata, Wana, Sanje
As everybody knows, Rinpoche has been with Buddha House for more than 10 years, and this is an incredible situation because he is a profound teacher who carries the lineage of teachings, and for Adelaide to be blessed with such a teacher is really beyond words, and we really rejoice, and I know everybody holds Rinpoche very dearly in their hearts. Rinpoche is going to Tibet, we hope, and we pray that there are no obstacles to his trip to Tibet. Knowing that Rinpoche would like to go to Tibet, we would formally, as the executive of Buddha House, beseech you to please return to Buddha House. And Rinpoche said that, you know, he has been teaching here for a period of time, and that was past now, and that we should look to the future. And I think that the past is, we should look to the future, and that for the future that Rinpoche stayed for maybe 20, 30 years. long time. But I cannot speak on behalf of your students. Your students will ask you themselves, but I wanted to just humbly say how dearly we love you. You're our father. You're our God. You're our teacher.
Thank you very much.
Please come back.
Many knew that I'd like to just say. I haven't had enough yet.
Hello. How are you? Oh, good, good. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Christmas,
people will see
you
taller. Oh, very, very good here. Yeah. Very, very happy here. Yeah. Very, very good. Your father is here. How are you? Tell me, Namazon.
Have you been fine?
Yes, I've been away a long time. That's why I really come to teaching. I've been in Japan for a long time.
Hello, how are you?
Very good.
Oh, good.
I've learned very much at the teachings, and I'd like Rinpoche to come back.
Continue.
Oh, good. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Jampa Khandroya.
Oh, very good.
Thank you.
Very good. Yeah. Thank
very, very good.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you very much. How are you? How are you?
Thanks.
Oh yeah. Thank you very much.
Coming for 10 months and I would feel very blessed if Rinpoche could be my teacher for 10 years.
Thank you very much. Oh, hello, how are you? How are you? Was it really happy?
Thanks.
Was it really happy?
Are you happy in Australia?
Sorry?
Was it really happy?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
okay. Thank you. Hello, how are you?
Okay,
yeah, take care.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Yeah,
yeah.
Come back next year.
Okay, take
care. Have a safe trip to
Tibet. Yeah. Okay, take care. Yeah. Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah.
I will have to practice harder for exams.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Very good. Very good. Oh, hello.
Please come to Buddha House. Teach long
time.
They really need you.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow
go?
Tomorrow
go?
Tomorrow go?
Thank you. Hello. How are you?
Thank you so much. If you need juice, please stay.
Thank you very much.
Please return to Pesha.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Fatherhood.
How's your dad?
Father, very happy.
Very good.
Today, telephone call. Nursing home. Next week. A little bit sad. He's going to nursing home.
Thank you very much.
Please.
Hello. How are you?
Thank you very much.
Hello.
We'll make it like lines here, so that you can see each other's face rather than showing back to each other. And like we stay doing the puja. First we do the murmuring place first. You have done that, Dandana Jishiro. Guru Puja is done because we have the 100 deities, 100 gods, that's the Guru Puja.
Long, I guess not.
We're doing the final Lamin prayers first, which is at the page number 33. Yeah. should they need again.
As a brief name got it.
Thank you. Thank you.